Did you build this house?
I built it.
You did?
Yeah, I just hired a man to help me 10 days put up the outside heavy wood, the frame part.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped me put the cover on it, the shingle it. And put the outside siding on. I had everything cut myself. I cut it, all this stuff, and had it ready and piled up. And I hired a man just to help me put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of it, I done it myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. That's really good. You, yeah, I can't believe that you did all this.
Well, I done my cutting before I ever started to build a house.
Mm-hmm.
I built my foundation, concrete foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was cutting my rest of my lumber, just piled it up out there, and then I hired a man to help me put it up. Everything fit.
And everything fit. Well, that's good. So as long as everything fit, it's
yeah.
All right. It's all right.
I know this house is built good because
yeah.
I built it.
Yeah.
And I had a sawmill on the farm down there, and I brought all this lumber inside, and what I mean the heavy lumber, 2-inch lumber. It comes from a farm,
oh.
And I bought the rest of it here at the lumber yard. Then all the finished lumber on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Another
thing is like in houses in those days, what would you have like pulled down at the windows to keep the sun out? What would people have?
A window shade.
Uh-huh. Oh, they had those. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about space between the ceiling and the top of the house?
It'd be an attic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you call it the attic. Did you ever hear people call that the loft?
Yeah.
Sometimes they...
Yeah, I've heard... We used to call it the loft.
Oh, you did? You called that
when
loft.
I was just a kid. Did you say
yeah.
It'd be up... Well, maybe sometimes they'd sleep upstairs. They call it upstairs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or up in the loft.
What about a little room off from the kitchen, like to store extra canned goods and things like that?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember us ever having anything like that.
And is there ever a pantry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that'd be what it'd be called.
Would it be called that?
I guess it would be.
Did you have a room for, like, just storing, well, like you said, you had, that was full of plunder. Did you have a room just for storing stuff like that?
What do you mean, down on the farm?
Yeah, uh-huh. Or a place to store, you know, the, like, furniture and stuff that you weren't using right then, like, I guess.
No, we didn't. I had most of it in the house, I guess. I don't remember having anything down there.
Mm-hmm.
But up here we've got that house there, quit renting it, and that's what we used it for, just to store stuff like that.
It's mostly just worthless stuff. It's mostly just
a lot of antique stuff up there.
Mm-hmm. Different pieces of...
That old dresser, it's antique.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
it's got several different types of different pieces of...
Yeah, baby beds from
uh-huh.
And all the upset stuff is that.
Mm-hmm.
And just when they get through or something, up there's where it'd go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I could rent that house if I had cleaned out.
Yeah, but where would you put all the...
I just have to take it to the junkyard.
Yeah. So it's got all lots of different...
I wouldn't sell that dresser.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And there's other things up there too that might be just as important, but I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. If you were talking about like when your mother would